Okay, today we are doing Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We left off on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, four lines into the page. Very good, there you go. Michti. So we were just having this whole discussion. A person's a Balkarian, he wants to learn Torah, he wants to say brachos. So when does he need 9 kavin? When does he need 40 sa'a? And it depended on, well, how did he become a Balkari? Did he become a Balkari willfully? That's what we call margil, that he did it on purpose by being with his wife or whatever, or did it become Balkari La'onso? Not willfully, it just happened to him. So that we distinguished between those two things. So, and we had a machlokas, what that distinction should be. Remember, should we break this kli of 9 kavin because it's never going to be needed, or should we keep the kli of 9 kavin because it is going to be needed? So it says, Michti, kulam aravi tanai, bedazu kamiflugi. The whole machlokas is about Ezra's takan. So why not v'nichsi Ezra hechitiken? Go to the bookshelf, take off the book of Takanos, the great book of Takanos, open it up to Ezra's Takana, and read what it says over there. See what it says. Was Ezra misakin that you need 9 kavin, or is he misakin that you need 40 sa'a? What are we having a whole discussion about? It's a matter of historical fact. Tosus points out, since when do we have clear records of historical fact of Takanos? Meaning maybe, whenever the Gemara has such discussions, such questions about what exactly was the Takana, the Gemara never makes the assumption that we have the ability to just look it up and know it. So it also points out, Bahar be'mekom eskabi shar Takanos lo parach Gemara hafi, el shayni ach adover ragu b'chol yomhu al keinan ha-zuchorun. He says it has to be something that happens constantly, something that's a mamish, a day-to-day thing. It has to be that they wouldn't have forgotten it. You know, it's shaykh to forget something when it's something that only happens every once in a while. But it's something that people do every single day. It can't be that we forgot how to do it, that we forgot exactly what the nature of it was. So Amar Abaye, Ezra Tikin. So he says, Abaye says, no, there's no debate. We know exactly what the Takana was. Ezra Tikin, the Bari Amargil Memso, Bari Lon Sotes Kavin. Ezra made two Takanas, a two-pronged Takana. If a person is healthy and he purposely becomes a Balkari, he needs a mikveh, he needs 40 sa'a. If he's healthy and he accidentally becomes a Balkari, 9 kavin. Both of those were Ezra's takana. That's not the machlokas that we had. Our machlokas was, yeah, that's if a person's healthy. But what if a person is a chola? Is it the same? Or does it then change if a person's a chola? That's va'asu amorai, the amorayim that we were just talking about at the end of yesterday's shir come along, upligi b'chola. And they argue, what if the person happened to have been a chola? Mar savar chola margil kibari amargil v'chola onso kibari lonso. One opinion is that a chola has the exact same status as a bari, as a healthy person. And therefore, if he did it on purpose, he needs what? 40 son. If it happened by accident, he needs 9 kav. Umar suffer, but the other Amora holds no. Chola hamargil kibari laonso. V'chola laonso pater miklum. A sick person is always one level down, always needs one level less than what a healthy person would need. So a sick person who purposely became Balkari only needs 9 kav. Because a bari that purposely became Balkari needs memsa. So a sick person only needs 9 kavin. A sick person who accidentally became Balkari doesn't need anything. Because a bari who accidentally became Balkari needs 9 kavin. So the sick person won't need anything. He's a level below.
What defines a sick person?
What?
What defines a sick person?
Good question. I'm not sure. When I say I'm not sure, it means I have no clue. Not just not sure, like I have sphacos. I have no idea what the definition of sick is over here. Whether it's a kind of illness that likely would lead one to become a Balkari, I don't know. Amar Rava, Nihita Tikin Ezra Tvila. Rava says, wait. I understand that we have a tradition that Ezra was misakin that a Balkari needs Tvila. Nesina mitikin? Was Ezra ever misakin that you need a Nesina of 9 Kavin? Was that ever part of Takanas Ezra? Isn't our tradition that Ezra was only misakin tevila and not nesina? So isn't Ezra only about the memsa? Why is this against what we just said? Because what did Abaye say? Oh, Abaye said that Ezra had a two-pronged takana to be misakin tevila for a bari amargil and nesina for a bari laonso. Rava says, no, that's not our tradition at all. Ella Amar Rava says, if you want to know the history of the Takanos, here's how it went down. Ezra tikein tevila lebari amargil memsa. Ezra was misakin only tevila for a bari amargil, and that was it. only a healthy person who purposely became a Balkari, mem saw, that's all. Period, that's all Ezra was Masake. Va'as Rabbanan, the Rabbanan later came along and they added to Ezra's Takana. It wasn't Ezra himself. Later, Rabbanan added to Ezra's Takana. V'iskinu l'bari lonsa tas kavin. And they were Masake that a bari who accidentally becomes a Balkari requires 9 kavin. So the only thing Rav is changing is that that part wasn't Ezra's doing. That part was some later Rabbanim before the Amoraim. Some later Rabbanim. But as far as what the Amoraim did, he agrees completely with Abaye. Vas Amoraim become ifgi v'chola. The Amoraim disagree about a chola. Mar sover chola margat kabari margat v'chola onse kabari onse. One opinion of Amoraim is that once we have Ezra's takana for a bari amargat, and we have the later Rabbanim's takana for a bari le onse. So one opinion says a chola has the same exact rules. Umar Savar, the Bari Amargil Mem Sa'a, Bechol Amargil Kabari Lonsa Tes Kavin. That a Bari Amargil, yes, needs Mem Sa'a. But a Chol Amargil is like a Bari Lonsa. Chol Amargil is one level below, only needs 9 Kavin. Avil Chol Lionsa, if you're a Chol and Lionsa, what's Chol Lionsa mean? Good, sick, and it's accidental? Patami Klum, don't need anything. So Rava says the exact same thing as Abaye. In terms of halacha, the only machlokas Abaye and Rava was history. Who decided that a bari la'onso needs 9 kavin? Abaye thought Ezra decided that. Rava said no, some other rabbanon shortly after the time of Ezra. Amar Rava, so Rava says, how do we paskin? Hilchsa bari amargil vichol amargil abramsa. Both the bari amargil and the chol amargil require 40 sa. So you expect him to say, if he says that a bari and a chol are the same when they purposely become a balkari, you'd expect him to say that they're the same when they accidentally. But he veers from it. He says, no. Ubari la onso tishakavin avil chol leonso patamiklum. If it happened by accident, a healthy person would need 9 kavin, a chol would need nothing. Meaning he mixes the two shitos in terms of paskening. He paskens like the first opinion with regard to a margil, that a bari and a chol are the same, and like the second opinion with regard to an ones. So main point number one, a bari amargil definitely requires memsa. A bari la'onso definitely requires 9 kavin. A chol amargil is a machlokas whether he needs memsa or 9 kavin. And a chol la'onso is a machlokas whether he needs 9 kavin or nothing. Good. Tan Rabbanan. Balkari shosol of tisha kavin mayim tahar. A Balkari who had 9 kavin of water poured over him is tahar. Bamed varim amurim liatzmo. That's only if he wants to learn himself. Avali acherim. But if he wants to teach Torah to other people, arbaim sa'ah. Then he better dip himself in 40 sa'ah. Rabbi Yehuda omer mem sa'ah mikal makom. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, memsa'ah all the time. All kinds of memsa'ah. That's what memsa'ah mikol makom. All kinds of memsa'ah is gonna be required and work for him. So remember, there are two lines in this brisa. One line is what we call the resha, where the resha says that the idea of 9 kavin only works when you want to learn yourself, but not if you want to teach other people. And the other line was Rabbi Yehuda saying, memsa mikol makom, all kinds of memsa. So now, commenting on those two lines, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and another grouping of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, chad mehai zuga v'chad mehai zuga aresha. One member of the first group, meaning of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, and one member of the second grouping, meaning Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, argue about the resha. We just don't know the identity of who says what, so that's why we're going to speak in such vague terms. One member of the first group, and I don't know which one, and one member of the second group, and I don't know which one, argue about the resha, and I don't know which one says what, but here's what they argue about. When the resha says that only to learn Torah yourself are these rules in effect, but if you want to teach Torah, you need memsa'ah. Lo shanu al chol amargil. That's only if you're a sick person who purposely became a balkari. Avol chol lionso, tes kavin. But if you're a chol lionso, you're a sick person who accidentally became Baal Keri, then nine kavin, even if what you want to do is teach others Torah. The Chalom, in the other opinion, says, whenever you want to teach others Torah, you're always going to need Memsa, even if it's Chalil Yonsa, even if you're the lowest form of Tumah. Chalil Yonsa is the lowest form, still you need Memsa. That's one machlokas about the Reisha. Now we're going to have a machlokas with a different group of characters from that same potential list of characters of Amoraim, arguing about the Seifa. V'chad mehai zuga, v'chad mehai zuga. One member of that first group of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel Levi, and one member of that second group of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, a Seifa, argue about the Seifa. Chad amar hadam Rabbi Yehuda memsa. What was the Seifa? The Rabbi Yehuda says memsa mikol makom. So one opinion says, yeah, lo shanu el bekarka. When Rabbi Yehuda says all kinds of memsa, he means only memsa underground. Underground. Aval bekelim lo. But if it's a bathtub, if it's an above-ground pool, no good. That's not enough. The Chadam, in the other opinion, says, I feel bekelim nami. Even an above-ground pool, even a bathtub is fine, as long as there's memsa. Bish, if you say that you could even be in a bathtub, so then I understand the expression mikal makom. Why? What does mikal makom mean? Any kind. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a mikvah. It could be above ground the pool. It could be a bathtub. Any kind. In a kli. All good. But if you hold it, you got to be so specific. It can only be bekarka. So what do you mean, any kind? It's not any kind. It's only bekarka. What's he teaching me? Lasuye mayim shu'uvin. Oh, he's teaching me that, yeah, it's got to be underground, but it could even be drawn water. It could even be water that's gone through kelim, that's been shut by buckets. Normally for a mikveh, you can't have mayim shu'uvin. So that's the chiddush, that for the tevilas Ezra, it could even be mayim shu'uvin. So if a person's makbid about tevilas Ezra, he doesn't have to go to a mikveh, he can go to a swimming pool. Swimming pool is probably mayim shu'uvin, but that's fine. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Rav Bar Shmuel Krichu Rifta Ba'de Adadi. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua and Rav Bar Shmuel were having wraps together. They were eating lunch, eating wraps. Korech, right, is a wrap. Amar Le Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, Havili Didi Livroch Dinafu Levai Teskavin. I would like to lead the benching, and I think I'm particularly qualified to do so, because even though I was a Baal Keri, don't worry, I had nine kavan of water poured on me, and therefore I should be motzi everyone in benching. Amalu Rav Bar Shmuel. Rav Bar Shmuel said, excuse me, Tanina, Bamed Varmurim Leatzma, Velacher Memsa. We learned in a Braisa that you're only allowed, nine kavan works only if you want to learn yourself. But if you want to be motzi other people, then you need 40 sa'a, and you don't have that. Oh, so you know who I think is the most qualified to lead? I think I'm the most qualified to lead because I went to a mikvah 40 sa, and therefore I'm most qualified. I'm sorry, you're right, that I had 40 sa poured on me. Rav Huna says, excuse me, I think I'm the most qualified to lead because I was never a Baal Keri in the first place, so I didn't need either one of those things, so maybe I should be the one to lead. What's the svara to say he shouldn't be the one to lead? Oh, he didn't do a mitzvah? Okay. There is a svara to say that if a person creates the problem and solves the problem, that it's a stronger tahara than someone who never had the problem in the first place. The Kohen Gadol in preparation for Yom Kippurim, mitameim, to be mitayrim, in order to elevate his level of tahara. So there is such a svara. Rav Chama tavel b'mali yom et pischa lahotzi ram yudei chavasan. Rav Chama would go to the mikvah on erev Pesach because he wanted to be able to be motzi other people. In what? In matzah? You can't be motzi other people in matzah. In kiddush, seder, probably the agada. It used to be that's the way they'd be motzi. That's the way they would do the Haggadah. They'd be motzi other people. So a lot of people still do that, where they take turns and they each person reads a paragraph and everyone else listens and you motzi in the Haggadah. The less say, but we don't pass in that way. Why don't we pass in like that? So says Rashi, two possibilities. either because Nesina is good enough, Nesina's Tisha's Kavan is good enough to be Motzi others, or because we don't pass like this whole thing, we pass like Rabbi Ben Beseder from yesterday, who holds that Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tumah, and you don't need anything. I neglected to do main points, we got four of them. So, oh no, we did one of them, right?
Yeah.
So number two, we have stricter standards for teaching others than for learning Torah yourself. Main point number three, machlokas whether memsa works even bekelim or only bekarka but with mayim shuvin. Machlokas whether memsa mikol makom means even bekelim or it means only bekarka but you're allowed to have mayim shuvin. Number four, machlokas who should lead the benching? The guy who had nine kav, the guy who had mem sa, or the guy who was never tummy? New Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. What? Oh, that's a good question. Probably not, right? Because then you would think he would lead the benching. Let's see, what were the names? Who was it? Do we know about these people? Of Papa, of Wunderbridge, of Shura, of Bershmal. I don't think we know of any of them. Your papa was a Kohen?
Yeah.
There's something about his wife getting. Was that Kiddushin? Who got the Pidyon HaBen money?
His wife.
Was Rav Papa's wife?
No, that was
Rav Kahana's
wife.
No, that was Rav Kahana's wife. There was a discussion in Tosos whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen.
My Papa Kamo, we sell something about.
Yeah.
Papa also? What? Alright, we gotta work on that one. Okay, that's your homework. Mishnah. A guy is in the middle of davening and he realizes, whoops, I'm a balkari. Don't stop the tefillah, just abbreviate the rest of the tefillah. Yorad litbal, a guy went to the mikvah and he realizes he still hasn't said kriya shma shel arvis. Im yochel lalos l'skasos v'likros ad shalotei anetzachama. If he's able to get out, get covered, and say shema all before netzachama, yalav yischas v'yikra.
Get out to say before
Vasikin. Oh, is it for Shachris and it's Netzachama in order to get Vasikin? Is that what it's about?
Because we said in the Gemara that the only time you can do Shachris is in Shazadabah, up till Netzachama.
Oh, so this is working with the assumption that you have to do.
You have to do it by Nates, or it's the ideal that if you're awake anyways, you should be saying.
Right. So the Kriyas Moshe Shachar is saying, okay, the imlav, and if he can't do it, yischasa b'mayim v'yikra. Then he should cover himself in the water and say Kriyas Shema. V'lo yischasa, but the water that you cover yourself in, you have to make sure it's lo b'mayim arayim. It's not smelly water. V'lo b'mayim mishra. It's not the water that you wash your dirty laundry in. Atchiyati l'tochan mayim, unless you're able to put fresh water in to clean it up. So how far away do you have to be from smelly stuff when you say Kriya Shema? Dalet Amos. You need to be Dalet Amos away. So another couple of main points here in the Mishnah. First, that remember that if a guy remembers he's a Balkari in the middle of davening, Yekatze. If a guy remembers he's a Balkari in the middle of davening, he should abbreviate the tefillah. And a person should try to get out of the mikveh and say Kriya Shema before Nates. But if not, cover up. If he can't, then cover up with the water as long as it's not smelly. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Starts out the same way as the Mishnah said. Hayomid b'filim v'niskar shu balkari, lo yafsik al yekatzer. In the middle of davening, you realize you're balkari, don't stop, just abbreviate it. Hayakori b'torah v'niskar shu balkari. If a person was reading from the Torah and he realizes he's balkari, Don't stop. Excuse me. Rather, read it quickly. Rashi says megamge means bimerutza. Rameir omer ein balkeri Rashi likros b'torah yosu megamu p'sukim. No, it doesn't matter how fast you read it. Balkeri is not allowed to read more than three p'sukim from the Torah. Tanya idach. Another brisa tells us hayomid b'tefila v'roa tzoa kenegda. If a person was in the middle of davening and he sees tzoa across from him, he sees a dirty diaper right there. He should keep walking until the dirty diaper is four amos behind him, even though he's in the middle of tefillah. Vatanya litzadin, but didn't with the Brisa say it doesn't have to be behind you, it could even be off to the side of you? Lokasha, hada efshar, hada lo efshar. Well, that depends. If it's possible to put it behind you, so then walk to the point where it's behind you. But let's say it's not possible to walk to the point where it's behind you, because walking to the point where it's behind you would mean walking into the ocean or walking off a cliff. So then it's not possible. Then your only option is to walk to where it's to the side of you. So then you put it to the side of you, but definitely not in front of you. You don't want the dirty diaper in front of you when you're davening. If you were in middle of davening, you hadn't investigated to see if there was a dirty diaper around, and you find tsoa, you know, or to see if there's a dog that relieved himself in the area, and in the middle of davening you realize, ooh, it's right there. In the middle of davening and it's right there. Amar Rabba, afal pi shechata tefila sa tefila. You sinned because you're not allowed to daven in that circumstance, but the tefila counts. Maskvle Rava vazevach rishon toeva asks Rava, but wait a second, don't we generally assume that the carbon of a rasha is a toeva? It doesn't count for anything. Ella and Tos points out, why is he a rasha? Didavka b'makom shayachal istapik v'litul sheisham tzoh. Because we're talking about a place where you should have realized. It's not like you're in shul and you can assume in shul that there's no tzoa around. You're in the middle of the street somewhere. And let's say they must have very lax laws about these kinds of things in Yerushalayim, because walking around in Yerushalayim, it's crazy. Dog do everywhere. So you're middle of the streets, so you have to have in mind to think that it might be there and to look for it. So that's why he's a rasha for not looking for it. So how could his tefillah count? Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava says, Hol v'chata, since he sinned, af alpi shehispalel, even though he davened, tefillah satoeva. The tefillah is a toeva. So what does that mean for him? He davened, but his tefillah is a toeva. Says tells us two possibilities. Either v'avi mu'uvas liyuchal l'sakein, either it's something that, okay, so it's farfal and it's all lost, there's nothing you can do to fix it, because he davened already, so he can't daven again, but the tefillah was a toeva, so it's terrible. Or v'ripirish liyach v'yispal, that he's got to daven again. But even though you daven, you got to daven again. So next main point, last one for today. You should keep 4 amos away from tzoa, ideally behind you. And it's a toeva if you didn't investigate in advance. We'll stop there at the two dots.